Hello, and welcome back to K's Conspiracies and Unsolved Mysteries. A series where I break my brain a little more and wonder what I am doing with my life. Today, we are returning to the famous Willingham trial with the question, arson or accident? Love that alliteration. Anyways, I'm going back over all the information we covered last episode to give you my personal conclusions on the case and why I believe that very claim I will tell you very shortly. Now, am I going to tell you every specific detail again? No, but I'll give the gist in case you happened to not hear it. This one may actually surprise you. Considering it is very rare I ever find someone not horrible, but I believe Todd Willingham is an innocent man. Based to no real evidence, the honesty of the testimonies and the faulty appliances present, I will expand these three key points into seven super compelling pieces of evidence as we continue back from our commercial break. Fun Juice out now, endorsed by the Kelsey Morgan Utter. Flavors include blue raspberry, strawberry, watermelon, pina colada, pineapple, orange, and citrus. Fun Juice can be found at your local Target, CVS, Walmart Express, Trader Joe's, and anywhere that sells food. So, come on out and get your Fun Juice. And we're back. That Fun Juice sure does sound great. So, let's set the scene again real quick. December 23rd, 1991. In a small home in Corascana, Texas, a fire kills three young girls, including Amber Louise and one-year-old twins, Carmen Diane and Cameron Marie Willingham. The prosecution was quick to blame their father. They were quick to say that there was charcoal liquid fuel on the ground found only in front of the kids' room. They found supposed burning patterns in the shape of a pentagram. They used chemistry tools such as calorimetry, which is used for measuring the amount of heat absorbed as well as releasing the physical or chemical reaction. Calorimetry accurately describes the temperature of the substance before and after a change occurs. This was used to test for each individual fuel that could have possibly been used as an accelerator in the fire. This means that they were seeing what temperature would be possible to be brought to use as an accelerator. What of these materials could be lit on fire with the temperature that fire could be, at least the fire in this home. Stoichiometry was used to balance equations to make things in labs to test situations similar to the home environment. They had to make sure they had everything perfect because an imbalanced equation would not work. And if the equation isn't balanced correctly, it's something completely different. To continue. Inmates accused him of doing it. The prosecution also have neighbors claim that he tried to save his own car over his kids. And Stacy, his ex-wife, believes that Todd did in fact murder the kids. Although these would seem pretty damning pieces of evidence, they're all invalid. And part of my 7 points for why they are not true and were not valid due to varying claims, a famous Hearst report that proves all 20 pieces of evidence deeming him guilty to be wrong. The reasons he is innocent. Right after this commercial break. Hi, and come on down to Doug's Dimmadome, where the prices are lower and you leave feeling high. My father gave me this Dimmadome when I was young, a bossman boy, and I have kept it safe. Come and see it. Open now.